Some coast residents need to reconsider what they class as garbage. During 2-week periods in May and October 2022, samples from the contents of 7,431 kilograms of garbage deliveries to Seychelles landfill were audited. The results, 46% of that volume could have been recycled, according to a report considered by Sunshine Coast Regional District, SCRD, directors at a February 23 committee meeting. Food waste made up half of that amount. Contractor XCG Consulting completed last year's waste composition study for the SCRD. In their report, they also compared their results to those from similar studies conducted in 2014 and 2015. The comparisons revealed that food waste and other organics made up 23% of garbage samples examined last year, down from 32% in previous studies. XCG's report revealed between 2014 and 2022, organic content in the municipal component of the region's garbage stream decreased by 17%. Curbside collection systems have greatly decreased the amount of organic material found in the landfill stream. However, additional diversion of organics can still be achieved, the report concluded. Curbside organics pickup was introduced in Gibson's in 2018, in sections of the rural areas, except Area A, in 2020, and throughout the District of Seychelles and Seychelles Nation lands in 2021-22. A pilot project operated in Seychelles' Davis Bay neighborhood since 2014. "We are on the right track, we just need a little nudge in the area of organics," commented Area D Director Kelly Bax in response to the report. In 2022, the SCRD introduced new disposal regulations banning the disposal of food waste, food soiled paper and paper at its landfill. As of last November, those rules have been enforceable. Recyclables in our garbage. Last year's garbage audit monitored samples of about 100 kilograms from loads received from different garbage collection areas on the coast. The study showed that the types of materials in the coast's garbage did not change significantly between 2014 and 2022. Samples examined from deliveries, self-hauled, to the landfill or delivered via Pender Harbor Transfer Station showed about 40% of that material should have been diverted to recycling. Recyclables made up 53% of the waste delivered from areas that receive garbage collection through local government services. In both cases, about half those amounts were organics. Waste arriving at the landfill from the Seychelles Nation Government District contained the highest level of organics at 40%. Garbage from District of Seychelles contained 31% organics and waste received from Gibson showed 22% organic materials. Deliveries from SCRD areas B, D, E and F contained between 23 and 27%. Garbage delivered via the Pender Harbor Transfer Station contained the lowest organic content at 20%. Seychelles Director Alton Toth said it was really unfortunate, garbage from that municipality still contained what he viewed as a high level of food waste and kitchen scraps. Analysis from an October 2022 sampling showed kitchen waste was the largest recyclable component of garbage from that area at 19%, with food soiled paper making up an additional 9%. He noted both our products are accepted in the area's weekly curbside collection. In addition to organics, waste sampled in the 2022 study contained 22% recyclable paper and packaging materials. That percentage increased over the earlier report period, which reported those products made up 20% of garbage. Other items that can be recycled, including batteries, electronics and used oil, made up a single percent of the refuse delivered in the 2022 samples, down from 4% during the earlier study. Pet waste was identified as a significant component of garbage sampled that arrived from Gibson's. In discussion, it was noted that although this is an organic material, it is considered garbage and not accepted by any coast recycling service. Making audit results relatable. Area F Director Kate Stamford and Area E Director Donna McMahon asked how the SCRD's waste content analysis results compared to other areas. XCG's report did not address that issue, and their spokesperson at the meeting, Michelle Grant, said she did not have that information on hand and suggested that it could be requested by contacting other jurisdictions. In response to a question about how to make the study results more comparable to landfill volume reports that SCRD staff prepare, Grant explained that sampling results are snapshots, reflecting garbage contents on specific dates during the two 14-day sampling periods. She suggested that if the sampling were to be spread out as 4 one-week sessions, that could result in more accurate reflections of the content of garbage on a year-round basis. Solid waste plan progress and updating. Staff at the meeting said that data from the study would be used to guide the update of the regional solid waste management plan. That process is slated to include community consultation. SCRD communications staff told Coast Reporter that the timeframe for those events is yet to be determined. The Solid Waste Management Plan Public and Technical Advisory Committee, which will help guide that process, is slated to have its first meeting of the year on February 28. That plan was adopted in 2011. It includes a target of diverting 69% of the waste being sent to the landfill, based on 2011 volumes. According to XCG's report, in 2021, the SCRD was at a 57% diversion level. The goal is to achieve a solid waste disposal rate of 279 kilograms per person per year. In 2011, that level was almost 600 kilograms. In 2021, the regional district reported that measure was at 421 kilograms. Area B Director Justine Gabias said that finding out what is keeping people from diverting food waste and recyclables was key to changing behaviors on what gets sent to the landfill. One potential issue BACS identified was that while curbside organics collection is available in his area, it doesn't exist for other recyclables and there is no local facility where those materials can be dropped off. McMahon noted while that may be viewed as a barrier by some, there are two private businesses on the coast that offer curbside recycling collection. If people really want the service, it is available, she noted. McMahon pointed out that a growing amount of material coming to the landfill was construction waste and encouraged her counterparts to consider the need for diversion programs for those items. Construction waste is the largest single portion of our waste stream. Homeowners sneaking small amounts of construction material into the residential waste stream, which Grant noted in her presentation at the meeting, is not new. It's the major construction that's the problem. Typical building sites don't bother to sort their garbage, they just throw all of it out, she wrote in an February 23 email to Coast Reporter. SCRD Manager of Solid Waste Services Mark Soule told the committee that increasing partnerships with Salish Soils on recycling of wood products as well as looking at structure decommissioning bylaws are options that could help keep construction materials that could be reused or recycled out of the landfill. He suggested these items be discussed with the public during the Solid Waste Plan update sessions.